Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to talk about the amazing gift of the Holy Spirit and the difference the Holy Spirit is meant to make in each one of our lives. Those who are baptized into Christ, and we're baptized into Christ in the waters of baptism. Remember what Jesus said, unless you're born again by water and the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. So what was Jesus after in his mission here in becoming one of us? Well, fundamentally, he wanted to, in his own person, in his radical love and obedience to the Father, he came to unite heaven and earth in his own flesh. Humanity, because of sin, because of the fall of Adam and Eve, that every single person is born into, the race is under a curse. And that curse, we're separated from God. We're under the power of sin and death. And that power has to be broken. Jesus came, and he walked in the flesh, and he was not under that power. Satan, he said, had no hold on him. In Jesus, human flesh, humanity was absolutely free for the first time since Adam and Eve. Now, Mary was not subject to the stain of original sin, his mother, because the death of Christ by the miracle of God the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit that overshadowed her, the deed that Jesus was to accomplish on the cross, the shedding of his blood, becoming a sacrifice for sin, made it possible for that grace that is one in her son, literally, to be applied to her life at her conception so she can be preserved from that stain and that curse of original sin, so she's not bearing the curse when Jesus is conceived in her womb. But it's Christ. It's Christ who landed here on earth in his own creation. It's Christ who united heaven and earth in his person. And we know when Jesus began his ministry and his cousin John baptized him in the River Jordan, on that day, in that moment, which was the launch and the beginning of Jesus' ministry, his direct mission that he was called to accomplish, which was really to die for sin and to rise again, to reveal the Father, to proclaim the gospel, to establish the kingdom of God, all of that. But Jesus could not have done it without the power of the Holy Spirit. The whole work of salvation is a work of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And as Jesus comes forth from the River Jordan, as he's baptized, according to the law, Jesus allowed his cousin to baptize him. His sins weren't being taken away because he didn't commit any sin. But as he came out of the waters of baptism, there's a theophany, a revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is so important to see because as we see Jesus in that moment, imagine him now coming out of the Jordan and God the Father's voice is heard and the Holy Spirit rests upon him. And the Father says, "This is my beloved. Listen to him. Follow him. This one is my son." It's what the Father loves to do with his children. He loves to say, "This is my son. This is my daughter." And no one could grasp in that moment what was about to happen. The entire destiny, the contours of human life and human existence, the whole future of this race and its presence that is about to change. Because a new humanity is beginning to emerge in the person of Christ. A man free from the powers of sin and death. A man free from the domination of Satan. A man free to love, to put first things first. There's the perfect man. There's the God-man. There's what we're all meant to be, we're all created to be, is right there, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit upon him and God the Father saying, "This is my beloved." The power and the anointing of the Spirit was on Jesus. St. John Paul II said at one point, Jesus later said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's the one who's anointed me for all of this mission." And the Holy Father said, every baptized believer can look in the mirror and say, with the exact words of Jesus, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me." Can you say that, friend? Do you know that in your heart? Is that a reality in which you walk in every day? Do you step out of the Jordan yourself each day, entering the mission the Lord has given to you, entering the spiritual battle that you live every day? Do you do it with the knowledge that you are the anointed of God? Do you hear the voice of God in the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart? This is my beloved son. This is my beloved daughter. Or you are my beloved. Here's the ground, the source of your dignity. Here's the secret to human freedom. It's the healing of the human heart. It's by a miracle of the power and presence of the Spirit in us. Paul talks about it as being God's love has been poured into your heart. Your heart and mind, friends, on our own, apart from God's grace, is sin sick. It's sick. It's atrophied. It's darkened. It's wounded. It's hurting. It's lost. Jesus, through the prophets who predicted it centuries before, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, even Isaiah and others, Jesus has come to give you a new heart and take out your heart of stone, that heart that lives in fear and isolation or resists God and says no to God and yes to sin. There's a deep hardness in our heart, and Jesus came to give us a heart of flesh, a heart that loves God, a heart that knows God. You see, Jesus' passion as he left the Jordan was to show everyone what it meant to stride through history as a child of God. The most important thing in your life, every single person was made for the very first thing for which we have been made, is to know God and love him. That's the meaning of human life. That's the highest meaning of human existence. To be a child of God who knows he or she is beloved, that you're chosen, that God the Father sees you the way he sees Jesus. Jesus literally became one of us so we could share what belongs to him in his relationship with the Father. The gift Jesus has come to give us is the Father. It's the most precious thing. It's the only ultimately satisfying thing. It's God himself. You were made. That's the nature of who you are. You're a creature. You're made by God. What kind of creature are you? You're a rational being. You have a mind. You have a soul. You have a heart. You have a spirit. You're made to know God. You're made to know his love. To know God is to know love. And to know love, like experientially, in your mind, your heart, your emotions, your being, is to be absolutely free. We spend our life living in a consumerist culture. A lot of things I love about the United States. We've been blessed in so many ways, but let's be honest. It's a consumerist culture that every day is becoming more secularized, is pushing God from the human horizon, is shutting off heaven, is running away from the idea of an eternal perspective and that our whole meaning is found in God. And living a rhythm of life in my family, among my friends, and in my church, and my community, living with God, living the way Jesus lived, is the whole source and purpose of our life. But our culture is saying, no, fix your mind on something else. Don't make that first in your life. You don't have much time here, so go for the gusto. Acquire, possess, have. I need fame. I need power. I need money. I need sex appeal. I need to be in the inner circle. I need to entertain myself perpetually. I've got to achieve and put trophies all over my house so everybody can see how different I am than everybody else, how special I am. I mean, it's wonderful to achieve things that God has made us to achieve in this life. I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking being focused on using your talents in a wonderful way in this earth, whether you're a lawyer or an athlete or a mother, whatever it is. But we're not made for fame. We're not made for power. We're not made for thrills and excitement in this world to consume, consume, consume. That's all distraction. And much of it is seduction, demonic seduction. It's a replacement. It's an attempt of Satan in some ways to get us addicted to idols, to get your mind and your heart focused on things that are less than you in this world, like money, power, sex, fame, whatever. They're less than you. They'll never satisfy you because you're a creature. You're made for eternal things. You're made for God. And everything else here in this life is not capable of filling your heart. And filling your heart is what life's about. You'll never be happy without it. You'll never be free without it. You'll never know who you are without it. Only God can do that. And the temptations of this world is to settle for idols, is to totally dedicate yourself to these things. And the lie is that they're going to make you somebody, or they're going to fulfill you. They're going to ensure your happiness in this life. That's baloney. You can draw some things from it, but it will never satisfy your heart. It'll never bring you peace. Only God will. So Jesus said, "Learn from me. I'm gentle and I'm humble of heart. You can come near to me. I can teach you. I won't judge you. I'm not here to condemn you. Come," Jesus said, "come close to me. I'm humble. I'm gentle. And let me tell you what I most want you to know." And Jesus said, "I want you to seek first the kingdom of God." This is wisdom. This is the only road to happiness. This is the road you were destined to walk. And Jesus said, "I'm showing you the way. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the truth about life. He's the way to life, because he reveals the truth about the Father. And he's the way home for you and for me." So friends, let's really lay hold of this fundamental truth today. The Holy Spirit has been given to us and poured into our hearts. So your heart can be tenderized and your heart can come alive with knowledge of your being a child of God and your great dignity and your love for him. If you die with no fame, no money, no power in this world, but you die a radical lover of God, you are a smashing success. If you die with every single thing this world can give you, every honor and achievement and power, but you die not knowing God's love, you are an absolute total failure, and you've lived an empty, meaningless life. Tune in tomorrow. We're going to take this theme up again. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you a new booklet called Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. Recently, Pope Francis said the whole world is at war trying to destroy marriage. Marriage is a battleground today, but God has made marriage to be a blessing. And this little booklet contains wisdom that will bring life and joy and healing to your marriage. If you'd like a free copy of Transform Your Marriage, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.